This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Zeitgeist is an extremely popular internet movie that claims the Bible's portrait of Jesus ain't true. It's one of a spate of documentaries claiming that sort of thing. In our two-part interview with Chris Forbes of Macquarie University's Ancient History Department, we asked him to assess the historical claims of the movie.
Here we go. It's the Da Vinci Code all over again. This is absolute rubbish. The evidence is perfectly clear that Jesus was believed to be an actual human being right back in the 1st century AD. In fact, one of the biggest Christian heresies in the 2nd century AD that the mainstream church rejected absolutely was that Jesus was a divine heavenly figure who only appeared to be a man, and that was branded a heresy and treated as rubbish. Because the early churches clearly believed Jesus was actually a real human being who was in some special sense related to God.
This is so-called Docetism, yeah?
That's the one. Mm. And the idea that Constantine made this up, I'm sorry, this is just silly. All the bishops at Constantine's Council of Nicaea already believed that Jesus had actually been a real human being, as well as a special representative of God. Constantine didn't have to nudge them on that at all.
That's moving in one direction, but the movie also moves in the other direction and says that the mythical figure of Jesus was historicised by Constantine for social control, that there was some value in making him a human being as well, because then he could control the masses, because this was a real figure in history. Well, that's what the movie says. How do you respond?
Well, A, it's not true, and B, it's not true, in the sense that Constantine didn't do that. And didn't need to do it, because it was what the early Christians believed already. And the other problem with it is that Constantine didn't use it for social control. Constantine didn't make Christianity compulsory. All he did was make it legal. Whereas beforehand, being a Christian had been a criminal offence punishable by death. All Constantine had done was made it legal to be a Christian. He certainly never made it compulsory.
So you could be a pagan in Constantine's era, couldn't you?
Most people were. Christians were still a minority under Constantine.
Okay, this throws up a larger question. I can imagine some people listening to this thinking, how can you know anything about the past? I mean, the Zeitgeist says this, and here's this other clever fellow who says completely different things. History just has no value. I mean, they're just claimed narratives. I give up on the whole thing. I can't know anything from the past.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
We could play it back, I guess.
But you just said we can't know anything from the past. How long ago did you say that?
Well, it was only a few seconds.
So that doesn't count?
Well, I guess their point is the distant past.
We all rely on the fact that we can know things from the past. The fact that silly people make silly claims about the past doesn't mean there is no truth in history. If someone were to claim that Hitler were actually Jewish and he was in denial and that's what made him so fanatical in his persecution of the Jews, it would be easy to demonstrate that that was false. Now, ancient history is longer ago, but there are plenty of writers whose manuscripts written in the period we're talking about still survive now. And we're not saying they're perfect reporters of every detail, but we're saying they are real evidence that a historian can use. One of the things that really got up my nose as I watched the movie was that they showed a list of about 20 people who they claimed were historians writing in the 1st century who never mentioned Jesus. And the claim was that because not one of these people mentioned Jesus, clearly he couldn't have been a real historical figure.
Can you give me some examples?
Well, I can. They told us that the following people were historians in the period. There was Persius. He was actually a Roman satirical poet. There was Columella, who wrote about farming. There was Dio Chrysostom, who was a popular teacher on philosophy. There was Lucan, who was another poet. There was Philo of Alexandria, the philosopher. There was Pompilius Mela. He was a geographer. These people just aren't historians. They're writing about other subjects altogether. Of course they don't mention Jesus. He's not in gardening. That's why Columella didn't mention him. And the list is just...
It would be interesting to see how many other important people from that period those writers didn't mention.
I think you could make a list that would get quite long. What you've got to do is you've got to pause the playback on YouTube, look at the detail and say, hang on, does this actually support what they're saying? Or is it just a list of names?
Can I end with a question? Really, for those who have been enamoured by the Zeitgeist movie, or perhaps even a believer who is troubled by it, what advice would you give such people?
Don't believe everything you see on YouTube. I would have thought that was a good advice for life in general.
Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.